I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. International Bible Society Send the Light says the Reach for Life program is having a positive impact on HIV/AIDS among young people worldwide. IBS STL's Peter Torrey says they're sealing youth off from the pandemic.
We believe the best way to do that is to help young people have a right relationship with God, and that gives them the basis and the power for living the right way and how to live a pure lifestyle and stay away from HIV.
Reach for Life contains straightforward material on HIV, life, salvation, and growing in faith. $3 can buy a book that will reach between 4 and 6 people and make a huge impact. Next, 90% of the children attending Worldwide Christian Schools partner schools in Africa will graduate without ever opening a Bible. Worldwide's Dale Dielman asks,
what would my faith be like without access to a Bible? That's how important this program is.
Worldwide responded by launching the My Own Bible Study Program. Upon graduating, every child's given their own Bible.
These are personal Bibles that the children take home, and we've also found that in more than 99% of cases, it becomes the only Bible in the house.
Dielman says $5 puts a Bible into a child's hands. And interpreting what true global transformation looks like will be the topic at hand in August. Food for the Hungry and George Fox University in the U.S. are co-sponsoring the Transformational Development Conference. Its purpose is to build a foundation for engaging and educating development workers. Find out more online. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.